This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Shrini Vaishnav said, the unit is to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with the joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said, the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month and the design output capacity is 36 million units per month.
Total 3,700 crore ka investment hai isme. Ye plant mein 20,000 wafer per month ki capacity hogi aur jo chips isse banke niklegi uski capacity hai 36 million chips per month ka iska rahega. Achha plant hai, bahut hi advanced technology isme wafer level packaging ka ek technology hota hai wo isme lagega, which means entire wafer ke saath substrate ko jodkar complete uski advanced packaging ka.
The minister said, 5 semiconductor units are already in advanced stages of construction, and with this 6th unit, India moves forward in its journey to develop the strategically vital semiconductor industry. He said, students and entrepreneurs in 270 academic institutions and 70 startups are working on world-class latest design technologies for developing new products. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that today's cabinet decision regarding the establishment of a semiconductor unit in Uttar Pradesh will boost growth and innovation. 31 Maoists, including 16 female Maoists, have been killed in the anti-Maoist operation in Chhattisgarh. In a press conference held in Bijapur today, Central Reserve Police Force CRPF Director General Gyanendra Pratap Singh, Chhattisgarh Director General of Police Arun Dev Gautam, and Bijapur Superintendent of Police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said that this operation lasted for about 21 days on Karregutta Hill situated on the Telangana border in Bijapur district of the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that the success of the security forces show that the campaign towards rooting out Naxalism is moving in the right direction. Sharing Union Home Minister Amit Shah's social media post, Mr. Modi said, government is fully committed to establishing peace in the Naxal-affected areas and connecting them with the mainstream of development. Operation Sindoor marked a powerful shift in how India deals with terrorism. This was not just another military move. It was a clear message to the world that India will not stay silent in the face of cross-border attacks. Renowned international analyst Tom Cooper characterized India's air campaign during Operation Sindoor as a clear-cut victory. He noted that Pakistan's inability to mount a credible response underscored the effectiveness of India's strategy. Member of the International Press Association Jennifer Zeng, in her article titled Beg for a Ceasefire, stated that India carried out a series of precise and powerful strikes that destroyed Pakistan's terror camps, air defense systems and key military bases. Central Consumer Protection Authority has issued notices to Amazon India, Flipkart, YouBuy India, Etsy, The Flag Company and The Flag Corporation over the sale of Pakistani flags and related merchandise. In a social media post, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Pralhad Joshi said, such insensitivity will not be tolerated. US President Donald Trump held talks with Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in capital Doha this evening. President Trump reached Doha today on the second leg of his three-nation visit to West Asia after concluding his trip to Saudi Arabia. Early in the day, President Trump attended the summit of the United States and Gulf Cooperation Council GCC members in the Saudi capital Riyadh. In Somalia, at least 17 people have been killed and more than 84,000 others displaced due to flash floods following torrential rains across the country since mid-April. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said an assessment conducted by disaster management officials has revealed extensive damage to infrastructure and an urgent need for assistance to affected people. In Khelo India Youth Games in Bihar after Maharashtra, the athletes from Haryana have also displayed a tremendous performance. Maharashtra holds the first position with 141 medals, including 54 gold and 43 silver. Haryana is in second place with 96 medals, including 30 gold and 23 silver, followed by Rajasthan with 52 medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.